Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 7. So May is going to be bringing forth the cycle of the 11-2 and bluebird energy for you. So let's talk about the 11-2 first. So you could find some challenges may be faced this month around where greater compromise or peacemaking may be needed within some kind of situation. And so it may require you to sort of be the bigger person within this situation, at least to initiate, at least to get the ball rolling. Anytime we're moving through a 2 cycle, it's usually asking for greater balance, greater harmony, greater peace, greater coming together and seeing eye to eye, and greater compromise, not sacrifice. There's a difference between sacrifice and compromise. But compromise can take us very far, and especially within our connections. Sacrifice only leaves us feeling resentful and you know, just sort of disintegrates relationships. So this energy is going to say, where is it that maybe you could compromise a little bit more? Or where is it that you could see where it is that your pride or your stubbornness might be getting in the way of greater connectivity or closeness with another person, whether it's, you know, friends, family, relationships, colleagues, etc. Is there some area where the need to be right sort of takes precedence over the need to be kind? And so with this energy, it's going to ask you to see where it is within a situation that you can really, sort of swallow the pride and release the stubbornness to see how much further you can get. Relationships are really going to be under the microscope this month for you all, I believe. And again, with 2 energy, it's more the scope of relating to another person. And so it can be anyone. It doesn't necessarily have to be romantic partners or family. It's really, again, that role of relating to another outside of ourselves. And we may need to kind of take a look at that and see where is it that we can do a better job? Where is it that we can show up with more grace, more tolerance, more acceptability? And kind of help to see eye to eye. We don't always have to buy in or agree with the other person or what they're bringing to the table, but there's a way of approaching it where we don't have to sort of cut ties or, you know, as people these days like to do, just block people or, you know, shut it down without the conversation, without seeing the other's humanity, right? So a lot of times in society today, we dehumanize so many of our human interactions, which leaves, of course, a lot of separation and a lot to be desired. So when the 11-2 comes through, it often can bring challenges in areas of life where there is imbalance, where there needs to be greater harmony, greater coming together, greater compromise, and peacemaking. And so we all play a role within that dynamic. And so this energy will ask you to take a closer look at your role within those connections, those relationships, and where it is that you can maybe show up a little bit differently. And a lot of this can be sort of come to a lot more quickly and alleviated. Any problems can be alleviated through conversation, through the act of communication, and really hearing the other, as well as, you know, creating that space for honesty from both self and the other. So a lot here this month for you all around relationships. You could also see connections come in, like new connections, new relationships, new friendships, that really have the potential to open up your world in a big way and maybe teach you a little bit about how to connect in a broader way, in a better way. And again, just by seeing how the other person moves through the world, or, you know, basically this person will likely become sort of a mirror for you in some sense, where they're reflecting back to you where it is that, you know, you might think the world is out to get you, but what role do you play in that process, right? So interesting dynamic, interesting energies you'll be working with this month. But I do think there's a strong emphasis on relationships and how to strengthen those relationships. And it's interesting too, because again, there's so much talk about boundaries in society. It's almost comical. And the true meaning, how this whole process started with people talking about boundaries and, you know, I don't even know where it began, but, you know, the intention is actually really beautiful and really, you know, helpful. But the whole point of boundaries is meant to strengthen relationships, not sever them, right? Not to deteriorate them. And we've sort of taken on this almost like warrior energy of like, I have this boundary and like, look at me type of thing. And it's become sort of, yeah, ridiculous. But at the base of that, or the core of that, is the need to strengthen relationships, right? I have this boundary, which really I prefer the terminology of having greater values or standards, right? Because it doesn't denote some kind of separation. But you could find this month that, you know, you need to look at your values and your standards and see where is it that you need to stand behind those and strengthen those relationships, those connections, or where is it that your values or your standards or your boundaries are actually severing or deteriorating your connections. And, you know, I think that really comes back to like pride and that stubbornness. So a lot sort of under the microscope, but a lot really coming down to relationships and how you connect. And also this can be about relationships with self, right? Like your relationship with yourself that can definitely be strengthened this month. Or at least you can kind of come to some kind of deeper understanding about where it is that you're standing in your own way, where it is that you're self-sabotaging. The other thing with Bluebird energy, which I love about this, is Bluebird is this beautiful bluebird, right? And I don't know if you've ever seen one, but in the mountains, the mountain bluebird, it's this just vibrant blue bird. And it really stands out, especially in spring. Usually we know spring is coming because we see the bluebirds. And especially against the snow, they're just so vibrant. They just stand out, right? And with bluebird energy coming through for you all, I really do think that there's this opportunity this month to stand out, to be true to yourself, right? And in being true to yourself, you can be true to others, right? And with others. So there is this element this month with the 11-2 also and Bluebird of breaking free and shining and then asking yourself, like, what is stopping me? What is stopping me from being this vibrant, you know, full of life, authentic, true to self individual? And I think the Bluebird energy will help you to do that. And there's also this sort of sense of moving beyond that emotional storm and that finding freedom from any strife. But in order to do that, there is also that element of needing to move beyond the pride and the stubbornness. Because remember, in every role, we play a part. So beautiful energy sevens. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.